Okay, bar set very high here, and we didn't get the job done. I really wish I had something clever to say to you guys, but that's soup to nuts. We didn't get the job done. So I'll open the floor for questions.
Jerry, as you look at it, do you have a sense of why that you guys weren't able to get the job done with this group?
Well, it's a combination of a lot of things, probably, but, you know, right now we'll go in and evaluate everything that happened and look closely at the games we lost and why we lost them, and we'll try to correct those things in the off season.
Do you have a special frustration because you're looking at it from a personnel standpoint that you're saying we have these players who can play at such a high level, and Tom said some of the best games in franchise history we played this year, and then there are other just duds that don't show up?
Well, it's very frustrating when you go out there and you see us play really well at some point during the season, and then at other times we don't play very well. It's a head-scratcher a little bit for me and for the head coach and for everybody in the organization is, you know, why can't we be more consistent and play at a high level every weekend? But it's the National Football League. Nobody plays at a high level every weekend. And you see some of the teams, you know, it's a week-to-week league. You know, some weeks it's Houston's on top, then Green Bay's on top, then New England's on top. So it's a tough league. It's a hard league. But, you know, you want to be good, you got to, you know, play consistent every weekend.
Jerry, this year's season ended at 9-7. Last year's season ended at 9-7. You know, there's bumps and bruises along the way. Do you look at this team as a 9-7 team and we got to get better, or do you look at it as, well, we won the Super Bowl just last year, it's not that big of a deal?
Well, 9-7, you know, we don't get paid here for the Giants to go 9-7. You know, we got away with that last year and things worked out for us, but we don't go into our season saying, man, let's go 9-7. You know, we look at our schedule, and, you know, I think most teams look at their schedule and say, if you can get to double-digit wins, you can have a great opportunity to get in the postseason, you know, and that doesn't always happen. You know, see the Bears, they go 10-6 and they don't get in. A couple of years ago, we go 10-6 and we don't get in the playoffs. So that's not a given either. So, but we don't go into the season saying, wow, let's go 9-7. You know, again, we set the bar high here, and we didn't get the job done. I wish I could say something clever to make it sound good, but we didn't get the job done.
You know, Eli talked about, you know, as you get older in your career, you know that the opportunities to win a championship reduce, and especially given the amount of talented players around him this year, he just felt like it was an opportunity lost. I mean, do you feel the same way?
Well, every year, when you don't win it, you know, our goal is to win the championship every year, and when you don't win it, it's an opportunity lost, as far as I'm concerned. And we felt like there were some talented players on the roster, but it really didn't matter because we didn't come together as a team at the right time. We should have shut, you know, we could have closed the division out, you know, a couple of times, and we didn't get the job done. And that's really disappointing because we had plenty of chances. You know, you want to go into the season saying, you know, we got a nice roster, we're going to be relevant. And we were relevant. You know, we went up till yesterday and, you know, still had a slim shot to make it in, you know, week 17. But we should have closed the division out a couple of weeks, you know, before we even got to yesterday. So, and we didn't do it. So that's just disappointing for us.
When you step back from the disappointment, do you look at it as a pretty big job to get this team back to championship caliber, or do you believe that the core is still in place to make another title run?
Rob, I don't think we're that far off, to be honest with you. I think that, you know, we'll, this team a little different next year, but I think it'll have a good core of players coming back, and I think we can – you know, we can see what we can do in free agency in the off season. Of course, we always have the draft, and we'll start rebuilding the team. The evaluation process has started already, and we put our heads together and we let our emotions, you know, die down a little bit and really step back and see what happened. Why are we not playing right now? And it's just 20 other teams having the same conversation right now. So it's not unique to us. Everybody goes into the season hoping that they'll have a chance to make the playoffs and get a chance to play in the Super Bowl.
Jerry, can you just run down the draft picks and if you saw what you had hoped to see from them this year?
Wow, who do we pick? We picked David Wilson. You know, David, you know, flashed some things, and he looked like the guy we thought he could be. And, again, he phoned the ball early on the season, and that kind of set him back, you know, when – you know, coaches get a little bit nervous when young players, you put them in there and they turn the ball over, you know, early in the game. And but he proved himself, got back in there, and we think he's going to be a terrific player for us. He's a dynamic, really kind of a world-class athlete, and we think he has a bright future for us. Reuben Randle, we picked him second. Again, we talked about him in the first round as well. He came on late. I think he started a game right in the middle of the season somewhere and flashed some things. We think he can be a terrific player for us as well, you know, in our receiver stable. You guys had to help me. Hosley. He had some injury issues, but we think he's going to be a terrific young player for us as well. You know, I really think he can help us as a punt returner as well. You saw him return some punts in the preseason, but, you know, after he hurt his foot and had some injuries there, we took him off the punt return duties. But we think he's going to be a really good player for us, and he has that moxie about him that you like. He has some growing pains, like all rookies do, but, you know, he flashed some things that we like for him as a third-round pick. Who are we picking a fourth? Adrian. Adrian, you know, he did a lot of good things in practice, and unfortunately he wasn't able to get a suit much during the season. I think he only got a suit a couple times during the year. We still have very high hopes for him. He's a big, talented guy that's fast and can run and do all the things. But, again, it's unfortunate we weren't able to get him a suit on Sundays and get him some experience playing in the National Football League. So we hope he'll you know, continue to develop, you know, have an off season under his belt to go through, and hopefully he'll be able to help us some as moving forward as a tight end in our tight end stable. Fifth. Didn't have a fifth, sixth. Who would pick six? Well, we had the two young offensive line. Both of them were developmental. Mosley and McCants. They're both developmental kids, and they'll have the off-season program, and hopefully they can give us some depth. You know, and who knows? One of them might be a starter at some point. And then we picked the big defensive tackle, Kuhn. I picked him in the seventh round, I believe. He came on and did some nice stuff for us, and obviously hurt his knee. But we think he's going to be healthy and back, ready to play, and be a big opposing figure in the middle for us at our defensive tackle position.
I was going to say, with Wilson, you know, through the season, some of the coaches had said the pass protection, he was slow to come in that area. And, you know, coming from Virginia Tech, where he had been asked to run mostly, did you expect the amount of transition time that he needed, or were you looking for him to contribute earlier in the season?
Well, I'm not a coach, and you always, your talented players, you want to try to get them out there as much as you can. And again, with young running backs, that's the number one thing you hear about a lot of the time. If you're not going to give him the ball every time he's out there, you know, he's got to pass protect, and, you know, and you don't want your quarterback getting hit because, you know, your runner doesn't pass protect for him. So that's part of the maturation process for running backs, and he's no different from a lot of other running backs. So, hey, nothing we can do about this season. He played the amount of plays that he played, so it is what it is. And so hopefully next year he'll be up and running quickly, and he'll know what he's doing, and we can see a dynamic player.
How tough is it for you to evaluate a player like Justin Tuck, who, I mean, he admitted he did not have the season, or really the last two seasons, that he would have wanted to have. You know, his salary and his age are not getting any smaller, but he does have some intangibles, I would imagine, that he brings to the team in the locker room.
Well, Justin's been a good player for a long time for us. Obviously, he didn't play as good as he wanted to play and as good as we wanted him to play, but it's not just Justin. I don't think you can single anybody out. You know, we're here with the Giants. You know, we win as a team, we lose as a team, so you can't single any one player. I know you're asking individually about Justin, but, you know, he wanted to play better. We wanted him to play better. He's not getting any younger, but I think he's got a lot of tread left on his tires, and we expect him to come back and be the Justin Tuck we know.
More general perspective, you've been doing this for a while now. The whole evaluation process has to be sands of emotion. And given the disappointment that this team has gone through and how the disappointment manifested itself, how hard is that to do?
I'm not sure what you're asking me, Paul. Say that again.
How hard say is that to the emotion from the evaluation process, given what has just happened?
One more time.
How hard is it to separate the emotion from the evaluation?
Oh, okay, I got you. I'm sorry. Yeah, you know, it's never personal, guys. You know, we evaluate everybody. If there's going to be changes. There's changes every year. It's just part of the business. You know, there's some guys that's probably the hardest part of my job. I said this to you guys many times that, you know, when you have to go in there and tell people like, you know, David Tyree or Amani Toomer, some guys like that, okay, you know, we're going to go in a different direction. That's always hard to do, but that's my job, you know. That's what I have to do. And, you know, when it's time to move on for players and go a different direction, you know, you have to do that. But it's never personal, but it is, you know, it is a hard part of my job, I think.
Any level of concern that with Bennett you could find yourself in the same situation you were a couple of seasons ago with Boss, where another team just kind of, you know, goes in a salary structure that you're not comfortable with?
Well, it could happen. You know, absolutely it could happen. And again, you know, free agency is, guys are free to shop themselves on the market. That's what free agency is. And all players like to get to free agency. And, you know, Martellus is a free agent. And, you know, again, we're in the evaluation process. We'll see how he played. I think he did do a good job for us for a guy coming in. The system is not easy to learn. Our offensive system, it's a lot. You know, have to read the defense on the run, and I think he did a pretty good job. I think he ended up with, you know, 55, 56 catches, over 600 yards and 5 touchdowns. So he did a nice job, but that could happen.
Is the trend just in tight ends in general, are they going up, you know, up in income here? Is it going to a different salary structure now with the way the league is with tight ends?
Well, I don't know. You know, there's several good tight ends around the league, and you know, the salary structure, the salary cap is what it is. You know, it's pretty flat still, and so the money is what it is. And but are the tight end salaries going up? It probably a little bit, because there's been some terrific, you know, tight end play as of late in the last couple of years.
There are a bunch of general managers who love their jobs today. Do you expect Mark Ross to be targeted and seeking elsewhere?
Well, everything I see from you know, people like you, yourselves, that, you know, said Mark is a hot prospect, and so we'll see. Mark's done a terrific job for us, and so if he ends up going somewhere else, it'll be a loss for us, but we'll be happy for him if that's the way it goes down.
Cruz has said a couple times.
Sorry?
Victor Cruz has talked for a couple weeks, you know, about ongoing negotiations, and I think he said there's a structure in place for some kind of are you guys expecting you'll get a long-term deal done with him? I know also that a tender would be a possibility.
Yeah, all that's in part of the evaluation process. You know, we talked a little bit during the season about an extension with him, but it obviously didn't work out, and so we'll see what happens during this offseason.
So is that off the table then?
Everything's on the table. Okay. Yeah, everything's on the table.
Last year spoke about the linebackers and wanting to see them step up, and you, of course, have a bunch of second-year guys. Can you just talk about the progress they made this year? Did they step up and show you something?
Well, the linebacker core, you know, we had, you know, Chase was in there, Michael Boley was in there, and, you know, Jaquan was hurt some. Herzlick, played some the latter part of the season from scrimmage quite a bit. Pace Singer played some, so it was the unit. They did okay. I think the unit as a whole could do better. We'd like for him to Rivers is another guy who had some injuries through the season. I do think it was a banged up unit for the most part of the season, but I do think we have to have better linebacker play moving forward.
Look at, you know, the defense as a whole finishing 31st, I guess, in the league. What do you think the main problem was with the unit?
Well, it goes hand in hand. You know, it's part of what happens with the defense is what happens with the offense, and what happens with the special team everything encompasses what happens with the defense. You know, you like your defense to go out there and just shut people down and get three and outs all the time, but the offenses, I think the offenses around the league are you know. The National Football League is structured for the offense to be dynamic, and I think it's tough for the defense a lot of the time. It's no excuse. We expect our defense to play better than that. We think we have some good players defensively. It's some plays that should have been made that didn't get made. So moving forward, we have to look at that, and, you know, I think we have to make more plays defensively.
Jerry, what about your quarterback situation? I think Prince stepped up, and then at times Corey was targeted – like in that Baltimore game where he's targeted, you know, nonstop by Flacco. How would you address the cornerback play?
Well, you know, Corey got targeted. You know, some days a cornerback has some bad days. You know, it was a, you know, bad game. I think Corey expects himself to play better. We expect him to play better. Prince, you know, had some injury issues again. But when he was in there, he played pretty solid. You know, cornerback's a tough position. You know, you're out there by yourself a lot of the time, and you get targeted a lot. And some days at the office, you have some bad days, and in the Baltimore game, Corey had a bad day.
What about your safeties? I mean, having seen how Will Hill came on, Stevie Brown, I mean, did they surprise you?
Well, we felt like they were good players. You know, Stevie Brown, you know, he had a terrific season with respect to intercepting the football, and we looked at him as a free agent. We liked him. We really caught our eye as a special teamer. That's where he really caught our eye, as a special teamer, and we thought he was a young kid that, you know, had some upside, and, you know, he was a nice, you know, guy to sign as a free agent and see if he could ascend, and he definitely did that. So, you know, our personnel staffs did a good job of digging him out, and, you know, he did a good job making some plays back there for us. And, you know, Will Hill's a young player who played really good on special teams, and when he got to play from scrimmage, he did a nice job for us back there as well. And, of course, Kenny was banged up a little bit during the season. And, you know, Antrell plays all over the place.
OC had said that there's a high probability he thinks that he won't be back. Do you think that's the case?
The evaluation process will take care of itself. You know, OC's been a terrific player for us. I tell you guys all this all the time. He's one of my all-time favorite players in the National Football League, you know, not just Giant, all-time favorite players. You know, I was happy to see him stay healthy this season, and, you know, he's a healthy guy. He's another guy that got some tread left on his tires, and he still got a lot of football left in him.
I mean, the pass rush has been such a signature of this defense. I mean, when you guys evaluate in the offseason, you know, do you have any ideas kind of what happened, why it wasn't quite at the level it's been in the past?
Well, you know, there's other coaching staffs, you know, they get paid too. And, you know, Giants got this big, tough, you know, defensive front, you know, so we're not going to drop back 5-7 steps. We're going to three-step drop. We're going to chip defensive ends. And you know, we're not going to let these guys wreck our entire offense, you know, so these coaches get paid for you know, strategizing for their team as well. So they you know, we saw a lot of teams do a lot of quick game stuff against us, get the ball out of quarterback hands quickly. And again, you know, sacks a little bit overrated. I say this too. The sacks are a little bit overrated. You got to chase guys out there. We didn't get a lot of sacks last night, you know, on the guy, but we chased him off his spot some. So you just got to chase the quarterback off his spot. You don't have to sack him all the time, but if you let him sit back there, the quarterbacks are too good in this league, and you're going to get beat if you can't chase him off their spot. But just the sack in itself, we didn't have the numbers that we've had in the past, but it's a reason for that. You know, the coaching staffs on other teams, they get paid too.
Jerry, what did you think of your offensive line, and moving forward, what do you envision at right tackle? I know you've talked about James Brewer a lot in the past.
Well, again, you know, the process is what it is. We evaluate and see where everybody is. You know, we do expect James Brewer to continue to develop, you know, kind of like Will Beatty did. You know, David, as you know, he's been a terrific player for us. We evaluate, you know, David. Everybody on the entire team will be evaluated. Sneed, Boss, Kevin Booster, a free agent. Will Beatty's a free agent. So there's a lot of work to do, and wish we were playing instead of, you know, evaluating our own players right now, but we're not. So we're moving forward. No crying in football, and we'll regroup and we'll get better for next year.
Jerry, do you have more free agents than in previous years? I mean, it looks like 23 restricted or total free agents. Is that a number you would think?
It's a pretty big number, but it's nothing we can't handle.
Any updates on Terrell Thomas and what, you know, what he might be able to?
I haven't talked to Terrell Thomas lately. You know, I'm not sure. You know, I know he had the surgery, and but as of late, have not spoke to him. But we'll investigate that, see where he is, and see what we can do with respect to him as well.
Wiggle room in his contract, if I remember correctly, that would allow you to sort of get out of it. Is that something you know?
We'll see. We'll see where he is, and we'll exercise all our options. We keep all our options open.
Jerry, you mentioned the evaluation process. How can you evaluate Hakeem Nicks this season based on, you know, him battling through injury and all that?
Well, we'll take into consideration that he battled through the season injured, and you know, we expect him to get healthy. You know, he'll be back next year, and we're hopefully we can, you know, this guy's really part of the, he's really the linchpin, one of the linchpins on our offense. And, you know, for him to be banged up most of the season, I think that hampered some of the things we were trying to do. But we expect him to get healthy and be back 100% and be the Hakeem Nicks that we know. Okay, Happy New Year, guys. Thanks.